former University of Richmond basketball star has been found guilty of homicide and child abuse in his son's death. And Carol, this is one we talked about last week, correct?
Yes.
So let's dive into the update on this. The former University of Richmond basketball star Cassine Weaver was found guilty of homicide, concealing a dead body, and child abuse in connection with the death of his son, Adon Weaver. The jury deliberated for 3 hours before delivering the verdict after a four-day trial in court. More times than not, it feels like when the jury's coming back that fast, it's guilty.
Usually. And when you hear the story, if you're not familiar with the story, I totally see why I'm even surprised it took them 3 hours. They probably had a snack break or something in there because they probably had decided within an hour.
They're like, let's have a couple of Capri Suns and order a pizza.
We're exhausted.
The arrest of Cassine Weaver occurred in 2021 when investigators discovered his son's remains in a freezer. Might be a giveaway. Something's not quite right. Investigators determined that Adon was killed in October of 2018. The defense presented their case during the trial, but Cassine Weaver chose not to testify. The defense case primarily relied on one witness, a medical expert who believed that the cause of Adon's death should have been labeled as undetermined. The autopsy report presented during the trial showed that Adon died from blunt force trauma with two short fractures of his skull and fractured ribs. The defense's witness argued that these fractures were generally not lethal and appeared to be healing at the time of death, suggesting they occurred prior to Adon's death. The defense claimed that the examiners lacked sufficient information to conclusively link these fractures to Adon's death due to limited access of his brain matter caused by decompression while his remains were frozen. So you got to think of that. When you freeze people, sort of things happen. The more you know. During the trial, Adon's mother, Diana Weaver, testified that Cassine Weaver had a history of spanking or hitting their child with a belt. On the night of Adon's death, Cassine Weaver called Diana in a panic state, informing her that their son was not breathing. Diana mentioned that a similar incident had occurred 9 days prior, but Adon was not taken to the hospital. On the day of his death, Cassine Weaver attempted CPR but did not seek professional medical help. The prosecution highlighted Cassine Weaver's inaction is evidence, arguing that he failed to take appropriate measures to save Adon's life. The defense countered by claiming that Cassine Weaver was imitating his wife's actions during the previous incident. The defense also pointed out that both Cassine and Diana Weaver preserved Adon's body in the freezer for over 2 years without reporting his death. Diana Weaver had previously faced charges related to Adon's death, but those charges were dropped in October of 2022. Deputy Commonwealth's Attorney Office in Chesterfield County determined that Cassine Weaver was responsible for what happened to Adon and cited Diana Weaver as a victim of his abuse. Cassine Weaver is currently held without bond and is scheduled to be sentenced on October 26. Thoughts on that?
Oh, I have a thought on this. I know that when you have charges brought against you, you have the right to an attorney and a defense.
Mm-hmm.
But this is so absurd to me. It's like the child was found in their home in, I think, the garage. They bought the freezer specifically to store him in. They weren't putting anything else in there. It's just for the kid. And so the defense is like, yeah, but you don't know those fractures. That isn't what killed him. I'm like, does it even matter what killed the child if they can't determine by an autopsy what killed the child? They found the child in a freezer and had been there for 2 years.
Yeah.
And it's weird to me that that's the defense. Like, I don't know. We don't know how he died.
Well, why were you keeping him in a freezer, number one?
Exactly.
You're not like from Appalachia or something where no one knows, you know. And I'm not saying all of that, but like I'm talking like stick people like way out in the woods that are not part of society. You know what, that you can't do that. That's not acceptable. That's not what anyone would reasonably do. So what are you hiding? Why are you hiding it that way?
Exactly.
And
so, and in his case, he had originally, the children were homeschooled. So that's bad because there's no school that's missing these kids.
Sure.
And, you know, there's nobody there to report them. And apparently my guess is they didn't have a lot of people in and out of their home. So nobody was seeing that this child wasn't there. So it was easy for them to cover up.
Yeah.
But he had said that the reason that they didn't take him to the hospital is that there was bruises on his body and that the other child would be taken away. And it's so sad. It's like, well, we'll let this one die.
Yeah.
We're not going to try to get him any help.
We're going to get in trouble. So we better just let him die.
Let's buy a freezer. And they had originally put him in a bin and put him in the living room or den. It was the den. They put him in the den and the other boy is like smelling it. And what about this poor other child? I hope he's not with his mom because, and this might sound cold. I don't know. I don't know her situation. And I'm sure that it was an abusive relationship for her as well. But as a mother, to not protect your children at all from this person, it just makes me so sad for these kids. And so if the other kid, you know, maybe she's getting help and counseling and she's doing better, and I would like to see that. But it just concerns me that this other child, is she capable of caring for him?
Well,
she went for 2 years with her son in a freezer.
Yes, I would say that that disqualifies you from being a parent right there on those grounds. If you're capable of doing something like that, it very much also shows me you are incapable of being a responsible parent. No questions asked. And that's not saying I don't have pity for someone who's been in abusive situations their whole life.
I feel that.
And somehow this is what they think is an okay thing to do. I get that, but it still doesn't make you qualify then to be a parent either. No matter how much they may want it or how much we may want to have this end like a Hallmark movie. Look, if you are capable of doing these horrendous things once, it's probably in you pretty good. Now you can learn to live a different life and that's good, but that sort of process and that journey of healing typically needs to happen on your own. It's not going to happen necessarily, and it's not going to be healthy or good for you to have a child in your care while you're trying to basically decipher the basics of life.
Because she needs some serious mental health treatment.
That's where best interest of the kid, get him somewhere where they can be in a healthy environment and raised correctly. Otherwise, you're just going to repeat the damn cycle.
Because the mom was the one who told her brother that the child was in the freezer, dead in a freezer. Mm-hmm. And so the brother reported it to police. So that's how the whole thing went down.
Yeah.
So at least she stood up enough to tell her brother. But that was 2 years later. Like, how do you go to bed every night for 2 years knowing your child is dead in a freezer in your garage? How do you live with yourself? Even if you didn't cause the death, you're covering it up. That's like aiding and abetting. And I'm 100% sure she was abused. If the guy could do that, he could abuse her. So that doesn't surprise me.
No.
But why did it take her 2 years before she told somebody? You know, I just think as a mom, your number one job is to protect the kids and get them out of that. Like, I would have been afraid for the other boy.
And I feel good about the fact that probably she has not necessarily been charged if they're looking at her as very much being a victim of abuse and brainwashing and all that. But again, at the same point, good. She's going to have a chance to get her life onto a healthy track. But like I said, you can't do that with a kid because you're not there yet. And that kid needs someone who's already there to be on that healthy place for them.
That poor child needs some serious mental health.
Exactly. That
treatment
too.
Itself, because I don't know what he knew, might not have known anything about his brother, but he does know his brother disappeared and his brother hasn't been there for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
And then to process all of this information,
it's terrifying.
I hope he's in a good place with someone loving him and helping him.
Yeah, without a doubt. If you want to weigh in on this story or anything that we talk about, you can do so. Our phone number, 888-554-5537, 888-5-KILLER.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.